for our children. I was thinking of Jesus in the Gospels. I think there's that time where all the kids are coming to him, and the disciples, again, are trying to shoo people away from him, and even children. He says, let the little children come to me. So, I don't know how this is going to work out, but if you are 3 to 18, would you please stand up where you are? 3 years old to 18. Awesome. Awesome. If you are 3 to 18 and standing right now, would you get out of your row and come down here in front? Thank you very much. We see you. We'll see you if you sit down. Would you guys stand along the front here? All the way wrong. Yeah, great, great, great. Come on, 3 to 18. Grab a little kid. Come on down here. I know we got some folks gone, but we want to spend some time. Listen, I know that we're a little odd as it relates to children's ministry and those kinds of things. We've largely been back, you know, when there was 10 people when we started, and you know, we've been homeschool, Christian school, not anti-public school at all. The Lord calls you to do that, then amen. But that's largely what we've been in, and it's influenced the way that we do ministry here. We don't get real elaborate about children's ministry because we have a vision. We have a vision for children's ministry. It's called Parents. And we believe you parents have anointing and grace to equip and train your children and to disciple them into personal relationship with Jesus. And we're so, so blessed by everyone that ministers to kids with lots of neat flyers, and they spend money on it and jungle gyms. And man, let us not, I've done that. Let's not make fun of that. Thank God for everyone that, in every ministry that tries to minister to children. We are, again, always err toward very organic, very simplistic. Again, we have a vision for these kids. We believe that we can make disciples out of these guys, and that they do not just need to hang around and watch us, but that they can do the ministry from this age. They can know Jesus personally from this age. And so I'd like all you kids that are up there, if you can, to look toward me and look me in the eye. Let me tell you something. From the time I was young and I was around a guy named Grandpa George, Grandma Johnny was around, and they used to seek Jesus and go to church. And I was so intrigued by how faithful they were to that, how they loved Jesus. I was so intrigued. But I was like a guy standing outside a house looking in a window at people having a party. I wasn't in. And then something happened to me when I was 10 years old. How many of you are 10? Anybody 10? 10? At 10 years old, the Spirit of God began to draw my heart personally and invited me to come inside the house to be part of the party by understanding that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and he rose from the dead. And I felt a pull. Is everybody looking at me? I felt a pull. The grace of God pulled me. And all of a sudden, I wasn't watching other people follow Jesus. I began to follow Jesus and to know him personally. And it was awesome. I got freedom from fear about the penalty of my sins. I got peace unspeakable. I began to like the Bible. The Bible had been boring to me. And then Jesus helped me like my Bible. I didn't like to pray. And all of a sudden I liked to pray because I got to know the person of Jesus myself. All of you looking at me? It is our heart's heart. It's such our passion that you, from young little ages, would know Jesus yourself. You're all like a bunch of little gardens. Your hearts are little gardens. And what we're doing is throwing seeds into that garden, hoping and praying that it will bear fruit. But listen, all we can do is throw seeds. You can't live by my relationship. I like Jonathan and watching Jonathan follow Jesus. It's pretty fun. But after a while, it gets kind of boring, you know, because that's his walk. I like watching Mark Hatfield and him talk and grunt and talk about Jesus and just loving him. And it's awesome, Mark. But after a while, you know, I can only live off your juice so long. What's too cool is I get to know Jesus myself. And so do you. You can know him. You can walk in him. And we believe you all can be disciples and make disciples. And so we want to bless you right now. Whether you're 9 feet tall or you're 2 feet tall, we want to pray for you guys that the Spirit of God would touch you and bless you. Now, I know we're moving around a lot, but I need some help up here. I would like for us, the body of Jesus, like he did, he was laying hands on the children and blessing them. Would some of you come up? Well, let's just all stand, and you don't have to all come up, but could I get some people to come up and help me? And let's pray over this young generation. Parents, if you want to, you don't have to. other people up there. Come up with me, and let's just lay hands on these guys and bless them. We're so thankful for you guys. Thankful for the miracles that can happen through your lives. Jesus was blessing and blessing. Hello, Stotts. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the children. Thank you for your revelation. The qualification to be in the kingdom is to come like a child. I thank you for the innocence. And I thank you for the tenderness and Lord, just the humility of the heart of a child. And I pray now, Holy Spirit, that you would mark every one of these children. Mark them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, you did something in me that no children's ministry could have ever done. You did a work of the Holy Spirit on my heart. And I pray for a work of your Holy Spirit on every one of these guys' hearts. Touch them with the Spirit. Convict them with the Spirit. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. And let them know Jesus personally. For those that are on the outside of the house looking in, I pray that you invite them in. I pray they see the door, which is Jesus. That they would enter in through the gospel. And that, Lord, they would know the glorious peace of having relationship. I pray none of them would waste these years. Touch them from a young age at 3 and 4 and 5 to 10 and 15. Lord, we pray you mark them. Let them have beautiful times in the secret sanctuary of their bedrooms. Lord, let them love the Bible. Let them love your Holy Spirit. May they love you most of all, Jesus. May they love you with all of their hearts. Lord, we bless the children. We just are your extension now, and we continue this blessing through the generations that you've given upon the young generation. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and use them for your glory. Thank you. They have destiny on them. They've got calling on them, and they do not need to wait until they're an adult to go forward in the things of the kingdom of God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and touch them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, guys. Look at all these beautiful children. Isn't that great?